Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's the commitment we made.
When Joe Biden said that the U.S. would be willing to get involved militarily if China invaded Taiwan, it caused an uproar because it posed a challenge to the status quo which underlies peace and stability in the Asia Pacific. We know two things. The first is that Beijing considers Taiwan a democratically self-ruled island, an inalienable part of Chinese territory. And President Xi Jinping has said time and time again that Taiwan will inevitably be reunited with the mainland, either by peaceful means or, if necessary, by force. The second thing we know is that the U.S. has an unofficial but robust relationship with Taiwan. On paper, Washington abides by the One China principle, but they have a very strong friendship, and the U.S. is required by law to provide Taiwan with the means to defend itself. But what we do not know is if the U.S. would be willing to get involved itself militarily should there be a conflict between Beijing and Taiwan. And not knowing that is called strategic ambiguity. And strategic ambiguity is considered a major deterrent against Beijing taking Taipei anytime soon, as well as Taipei declaring itself to be a fully independent state. Both of these things would trigger, at best, a geopolitical crisis in the region, or at worst, another world war.
Mr. President, would you send troops to Taiwan if China invaded?
Our policy has not changed at all.
I think the media and analysts are falling over themselves to try to determine exactly whether Joe Biden was intentional about the comments he made. Many people are questioning it because this is not the first time Joe Biden has insinuated a similar message. And also because almost immediately after he said it, Washington released a statement saying that there had been no change in the US's policy towards China and Taiwan. But not knowing that itself has created, I guess, a sort of strategic confusion. And at the very least, it's created a lot of anxiety in Beijing when it comes to a lot of areas in the China-US relationship. Beijing and Communist Party officials are willing to sit down and talk, especially when it comes to improving the economy and improving trade ties. But one issue that is fairly clearly not on the table for discussion is Taiwan and Taiwan independence. Wang Wenbin, China's foreign ministry spokesperson, made it very clear, responding to Joe Biden's comments, that on this issue, there would be no compromise and no concession, and that China would act and there would be consequences should the US get involved. The issue of Taiwan reunification with the mainland is an issue very close to Xi Jinping's heart. Many analysts believe that he wants to make reunification with Taiwan a part of his leadership legacy. President Xi Jinping is later this year starting an unprecedented third term that will set him up to lead China for the rest of his life. But what many do expect and what we can expect is that before Xi Jinping ends his tenure as China's leader, he will try to reunify Taiwan. And the big question is not if, but how he will do that.